Long story short, officials who are mulling over what to do about Indiana's so-called teacher shortage usually lie in one of two camps. On one side, there are those who see it as a problem that can be addressed most effectively on the front end, when teachers first enter school as students. They see it as a matter of what teaching trainees pay for their education versus the return on that investment when they get a job. State Board of Education member Gordon Hendry sits on this side of the issue. He says he thinks he has a solution that will get more of the state's best and brightest into Hoosier classrooms. Do something about their low salaries.
There's been a substantial rise in the cost of getting a higher education in our state. When you weigh that against teacher salaries, I think the formula is a little bit out of whack.
Hendry's Next Generation Hoosier Educator Scholarship Program would afford top Indiana high school students the opportunity to earn a full ride to any accredited in-state school of education. The catch? Afterwards, they'd have to spend at least 4 years teaching in an Indiana classroom. Hendry calls it 4 years for 4 years, and says he thinks it's a fair trade-off.
I don't view this as indentured servitude. My proposal encourages them to stay in the classrooms for 4 years, and by then, you know, hopefully they've gotten their classroom sea legs and are in a better position to decide to stay in the profession for a few more years, or maybe even their entire career.
In the other camp, there are those who see the teacher shortage as a problem on the back end. What teachers experience once they enter a classroom of their own.
Turning back the factors that have driven teachers away is the only way to increase the supply again.
That's Keith Barton. He's the Associate Dean for Teacher Education at Indiana University's School of Education. He says the teacher shortage stems from policies that are making it harder for teachers to do and enjoy their jobs. Most of the people who take this stance are teachers. They've seen their numbers slowly dwindling, seen fewer and fewer members added to their ranks as time passes, and may have even considered leaving the profession themselves. And, like Barton, they say something has to change about the conditions under which teachers work.
The job of teaching is going to have to become better. People are not going to be so easily fooled that just the offer of some incentive is going to convince them to spend 4 years studying for a career that's not going to be a good one.
So where do the policymakers come down on this? In general, they're not sure yet. They say they need more information. Indiana Commissioner for Higher Education Teresa Lubbers says she wants to learn more about exactly which subsets of classrooms the shortages are affecting and why people aren't going into those areas.
If you have a science, technology, engineering, or math degree, think of all the opportunities you have in the workforce and then what would decide to have you go into and then stay in education. Is it a subject matter issue? Is it a pay issue? I mean, I think all of those we're going to have to consider before we jump to conclusions about policies.
Republican Representative Bob Boehning heads a legislative committee that will dive deeper into the shortage this fall. He says he hears a lot about school reforms being part of the problem, but he's more inclined to look at trends, like Commissioner Lubbers suggests.
Having some accountability measures and standardized testing cannot be the only problem. I mean, I think we need to be looking at ways to encourage potential educators going into areas of need as opposed to going into areas where they may find it more difficult to find employment.
Boehning says, realistically, he could see the legislature approving some sort of incentive-based program, similar to the kind Hendry's proposing. But he says he wants to look at all potential solutions. He'll have his first chance to do that when the Interim Study Committee on Education meets to discuss teacher shortage data on September 19th. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.